Big Show.
PT.
The Big Show.
3BA.
FM 102.3.
And for the very final time in 2021, let's get out the Big Show Entertainment Report from Celebrity Lane. Jaden Forster, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, PT.
And wow, where did the year go?
I know, I was just saying to somebody yesterday, given everything that we've been through over the last 12 months, this year especially, I was just sort of saying to somebody yesterday, the whole year just feels like an absolute blur. I can hardly remember basically anything that's happened really, but yeah, it's a strange one. I guess in a way we've just lost another sort of 12 months of our life again. But look, things are starting to look up, so hopefully 2022 can be a bit more happier.
And we'll probably say the same thing this time next year.
Probably.
Let's kick off entertainment news today with the fact that controversial Home and Away star Sam Frost has left the show.
Yeah, it certainly seems that way. This all started back in October when she rather foolishly, I think, took to her social media basically to tell the whole world that she had yet to be vaccinated. She was saying due to personal reasons, and as you would expect from all of that, she copped a lot of blowback for doing so. A bit unfairly, I think. She never actually came out and vehemently said that she was an anti-vaxxer, but of course she was tarred with that brush. And after all that negative attention, she said that she would actually finish out the year on Home and Away and then get vaccinated after having a medical procedure come January, meaning that she wouldn't actually be fully vaccinated until sort of mid to late February, which is after Channel 7's vaccination mandate comes into effect in January. And they were going to write her character, Jasmine, out of the show with the plan for her to return in the new year. But now in a plot twist almost straight out of Home and Away, the Daily Telegraph newspaper up in Sydney is reporting that she's quit and moving back to Melbourne. The exact reason, of course, is unclear and probably won't become clear for some time, but it does seem like she is going.
Yeah, out of here. And just put into your minds, when you type, just have a little think about it before you hit post. It's probably a good idea. Could save you a lot of trouble. Speaking of trouble, more bad news for Ellen DeGeneres, Jaden Forster.
Yeah, just when she probably thought all of this scandalous stuff was in the rear vision mirror, well, it's resurfacing again because a production assistant who worked on her show is writing a book about her experiences on the Ellen DeGeneres show. And to get around any potential legal issues that might come from that, she's actually making it a fictional book. So just like The Devil Wears Prada, but about a gay comedian with the working title of The Devil Wears Covergirl, a reference to Ellen's time as the face of the Covergirl makeup brand. So obviously, this one will be lawyered right up to the wazoo, but if people sort of pick it up and go, well, that sounds like Ellen, then she could be in a little bit of trouble from a legal perspective. But you just sort of know if and when this book does actually get published, you just know that Ellen's going to come out and say, oh, well, it's all fictional, it's fictitious, it's not real, and it didn't actually happen. But look, I guess we'll wait and see.
I'm not much of a reader, but I'll read that one. Let's wrap up this morning the Entertainment Report with Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. The Wiggles have a new music project happening, and after having a little bit of a listen, Jaden, I've got to say that perhaps they shouldn't have.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, they have a new album coming out in March next year. It's called Re-Wiggled. It's a double album. And on one side, they have other artists covering their own songs. But on the other side of the album, the current Wiggles lineup are teaming up with the original Wiggles to do covers of some big, very, very big songs like Thunderstruck from AC/DC and She's a Rainbow by the Rolling Stones. There's a Blondie track in there and a Beyonce track in there as well. So they're certainly going all out, tackling very big songs that you really don't want to stuff up. And they're also taking on Queen and probably one of their biggest songs of all time, Bohemian Rhapsody. Now, I know you've had a listen to it and you probably don't like it, but I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who want to hear just how much the Wiggles have taken on and what they've done with this particular track. So hit the button, Music Man. Here's a little bit of the Wiggles and Bohemian Rhapsody.
This is 12 seconds of ordinary, very ordinary.
For me.
Oh, memo to the Wiggles, stop that.
Yeah, well, I sort of listened to it and I thought, oh, yeah, that doesn't sound too bad. And let me just say that I played it to somebody who's a little bit older than my good self, and the reaction and the response was similar to yours. But it's interesting to note as well, a couple of other people that I've spoken to on the air this morning have shared a similar opinion. So it'd be very interesting to see just how that full album is received when it is released in March next year.
Yep, I reckon it'll be a big seller, at least two copies. Jaden Forster, I want to say thank you very much for 2021. I wish you a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and I look forward to more entertainment news from Celebrity Lane in 2022.
Pleasure, PT. Same to you and all the family and everybody that's listening. Have a very safe and Merry Christmas, and I'll catch up with you again in the new year.